Blackstone Publishing presents The Royal Abduls by Ramiza Shamoon Koya. This book is read by Neil Shah and Sunila Nankani. In memory of my father, Abu Bakr Sadiq Koya, and for my daughter, O, the light of my life. Part 1. The Royal Abduls. 1. Amina Abdul's nephew had begun to speak with an Indian accent. She'd learned this when she went to dinner at her brother and sister-in-law's row house in Georgetown, a few weeks after she and her belongings had arrived from across the country. Though it was fall, the day was hazy and hot. Amina was unused to the humidity. She felt swollen, pregnant with moisture. She drove to their house while pushing her hair up off her neck with one hand and steering with the other. Since arriving, she had cut her hair, previously worn in a long braid of indifference, into a sharp bob. She was also trying to sever her smoking habit, which was difficult to do while attempting to forget her boyfriend of 6 years, whom she had left behind in California. He wanted kids, and she didn't. When he'd pushed her to make a choice, she had taken the postdoc in D.C., leaving the dry air of the Sierra Nevada for this fetid republic. Now, driving through a thicket of endless traffic, she doubted herself. What was she, a woman known for her lack of social graces, doing in the city of politicians? It was Matt who had been the networker. Matt, who could charm grantmakers and lab managers and department chairs. What was she doing in a city at all, when what she loved most was the isolation of fieldwork? Even the vegetation felt claustrophobic here. Dense layers of scrub and weed and bushy, deciduous trees. She was used to occupying the arid space beneath evergreens that sat like giants, sucking at the sky like candy. She closed her eyes for half a second and imagined herself back in the Sierras, between dry pine needle paths and branches that spread like roofs. At a honk, she opened her eyes to find herself veering out of her lane. She was almost at her brother's house. Mo and Marcy lived in a narrow, three-story white row house, squeezed between larger houses, with a small fenced-in back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?